Des Moines sounds like.
Star 102.5.
Mistress, I have a little bit of news.
Don't ruin my morning.
Talking weekend movies with our friend. She is Ms. Movie Phone from MoviePhone.com and the Ms. Movie Phone Show, Gray Drake. Greg, morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, so I saw Joker the other night with my son because he wanted to see it yet again. He's up to four now, by the way.
And, how? Why?
He loves it. He says it's the greatest movie he's ever seen, although he did say, but I am only 17. And I've been doing a lot of dancing ever since.
Yes, so you do a Joker dance.
It is so mesmerizing, I just can't stop doing it now, and I'm freaking everybody out.
Yeah, I don't think that's what you're supposed to take from that movie, Ken.
Dance moves? Dance moves or makeup techniques?
Right, exactly. Those are the top two things we should be leaving on the screen.
Correct. Mm, yeah. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Hey, by the way, so we were talking earlier this week. Colleen, you waited how long in the queue, Kyle, for the Taylor Swift?
I waited 2.5 hours in the Ticketmaster queue for Taylor Swift Loverfest East tickets.
Yeah, you could have gone to West and hung out with Gray.
I know, sorry, Gray. True.
But so anyway, Gray, what's the longest you ever waited in line or in a queue or whatever for something you really wanted to go to or see?
Oh, God. I would wait for hours and hours to see movies. You know, back before I moved to L.A. and theaters had reserved seats, you know, there was the first Star Wars prequel, and we were out there for probably at least 12 hours.
Wow. 12 hours. Wow.
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean, and like I would get those preview passes, like come see a movie, like basically like a test screening, and I'd do the same thing. I'd line up like 4 hours in advance. I'd stand in that line just to see something early. And, you know, it's not lost on me. When I walk past those very same lines now, I'm one of the people that just walks right in. I have a reserved seat. I'm supposed to be there. They asked me to come.
I know.
And I always, you know, it means a lot to me that this is the way my life has progressed.
Right. Yes. That is sweet. I was there in person, though, when you saw a line for the bathroom was over 5 minutes, and you sweet-talked the theater rusher to let you in, because 5 minutes was just too long to wait. So, times have changed, Greg.
Yeah, you know what? That's an excellent point. I have turned into a monster.
All right, Greg. Movie out this weekend to talk about with you. Maleficent, Mistress of Evil.
So this one stars Angelina Jolie again as Maleficent, and we've also got Elle Fanning as Sleeping Beauty. And in the last movie, if you recall, they all made up. Everything was fine. It's like, oh, well, I cursed you, but I also woke you up because I felt I truly love you, blah, blah, blah. Why don't you become Queen of the Moors?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so this movie picks up a couple years later, and everything's going great in the Moors. Aurora is in love. She's going to get married to a prince. And Maleficent, she doesn't love the Institute of Marriage. Not a huge surprise there.
No.
Not a fan.
No,
definitely doesn't love.
Listen, the last person she loved clipped off her wings, okay?
Right.
It was not a good experience.
She's been burned once or twice.
I know. Haven't we all?
Yes.
And so she understands that, you know, all these kids these days, you can't tell them who to marry. She just lets it all happen until she realizes that the prince's mother, Queen Ingrid, played by the great Michelle Pfeiffer, she really hates the creatures from the Moors. There's something sinister at work here, and there's a lot of really delightful fighting between these two fabulous actresses. So that's really fun to watch. The costumes are even more beautiful than the last movie, if that's possible. And the effects are pretty great because at one point, Maleficent finds a colony of fairies, just like her. So I actually wasn't a huge fan of the first one. I thought that it was just kind of, I thought it was sort of boring. And that was confirmed when I rewatched it, by the way. I didn't like it anymore after the fact. And this one is better for me, I thought.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, so your kids will like it, and I think you will be entertained. It's just an interesting story that we haven't already heard, so there's that newness to it.
Cool.
Greg Drake is Ms. Movie Phone, moviephone.com, the Ms. Movie Phone show out every week, and we link it to the Ken Khalid and Kurt page, star1025.com. Have a great weekend, Gray. Thank you so much.
Tweet us at star1025.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt
on star1025.